In the business world, they talk about going after win-win situations.
在现实生活里面，大家谈论到是要双赢的局面。
And I believe that a partnership in the gospel is a win-win situation.
我相信在福音里面也是一个双赢的局面。
We are able to partner in various ways, some obvious and not so obvious.
我们能够在福音的伙伴里面，有一些是很明显的能够赢，有一些是不是那么明显的能够赢。
We are happy that some of you are able to come to Fort Lee and use our facility to have a Bible study on Friday nights.
我们高兴有些弟兄姐妹能够来到我们 Fort Lee 的教会，用我们的教会来做一些那个圣经研读。
And as I have this opportunity to share God's word with you today, I trust that God will encourage you with His word.
很高兴神用我来到今天来到你们中间来是分享神的话语。我相信神的话语也会来感动我们每一个人。
But as I'm not in my church, the pastor who's preaching at my church is Dr. Jang Lim, who is the Korean pastor in Fort Lee.
因为我不在我的教会传讲，现在在我们教会传讲是一个韩国牧师 Jim Lim。
And Dr. Lim absolutely loves one of your members. The song leader today has mentored his sons and he has nothing but good things to say about him.
Pastor Lim 很喜欢你们教会里面今天领诗的弟兄，他是他一个属灵的前辈，他对他来讲只有称赞。
It's quite natural. You help my son, I'm going to love you, right? That's how it works.
这是一个很自然的事情，你帮助我的孩子，我就很喜欢你。
But Mike also works with one of our members at a school in New York City as well.
我的孩子也在纽约的一个学校里面。
I tell you that to say that we are in a partnership, and we don't know how we touch each other's lives.
我讲这些的目的是说，我们事实上都是一个互相帮助的情况，即使在我们的生活里面，我不知道怎么跟讲。
And so I bring you greetings from Fort Lee Gospel Church, and it's my privilege to be with you as they are going to be ministered to by Pastor Lim as well.
所以我代表Fort Lee的教会来向你们献上我们的感谢，同时在我们的教会里面现在有另外一个牧师，就是那韩国林牧师在那边为我们传讲信息。
That's the Korean Pastor Lim. I think you know Pastor Lim as well.
韩国的林牧师。
I understand that you are preaching about a series on the humility of Jesus Christ.
我知道这个教会现在正在传讲耶稣基督谦卑的性情。
I would like us to say a prayer as we get into God's word here in just a moment.
向我们先献上祷告。
Our Father, we come before you today.
父神，我们来到你的面前。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you that your word is truth.
我们感谢你的话语是如此的真实。
That your word is life.
你的话语就是生命。
That your word instructs us how we should live.
你的话语教导我们应该如何活。
And it's our prayer that you would minister to us in this hour.
这是我们的祷告，求主来指导我们。
May your word speak to our life and our circumstances.
愿你的话语来告诉我们的生活以及我们一切的环境。
Minister to us by your word and by your spirit.
用你的灵与话语来指导我们。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Today, I want us to look at the topic of humility through the life of Moses.
今天我们要来一起来看，谦卑的生活，由我们从摩西的生活来看。
Moses was a great man. He was also a humble man.
摩西是一个很伟大的人，同时他也是一个很谦卑的人。
And I want to show us that humility is not just about being weak.
我们想要显示的是，谦卑不是只是一个好像很软弱的样子。
Humility is not just about being taken advantage of.
谦卑也不是一个好像只是没什么事情都让人家占便宜的事情。
If you would have your Bibles, turn to Numbers chapter 12.
让我们打开我们的圣经，民数记第十二章。
A small note about this before we read is that Miriam and Aaron are the brother and sister of Moses.
在我们读之前，让我们先有一点点背景资料，背景的了解。米利亚和亚伦是摩西的弟兄与姐妹。
I will read the entire chapter in English, and then our brother will read in Chinese.
我们先念英文，然后我们再念中文。
Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they asked? Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, Come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance of the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When both of them stepped forward, he said, Listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from among the tent, above the tent, there stood Miriam, leprous like snow. Aaron turned towards her and saw that she had leprosy. And he said to Moses, Please, my Lord, do not hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming forth from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away. So Moses cried out to the Lord, O God, please heal her. The Lord replied to Moses, If her father had spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back. So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on till she was brought back. After that, the people left Hazeroth and encamped in the desert of Paran.
民数记第十二章，摩西娶了古实女子为妻，米利暗和亚伦因他所娶的古实女子，就毁谤他说：“难道耶和华单与摩西说话？”不也与我们说话吗？这话耶和华听见了。摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。耶和华忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利暗说：“你们三个人都出来，到会幕这里。”他们三个人就出来。耶和华在云柱中降临，站在会幕门口，召亚伦和米利暗，两人就出来了。耶和华说：你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家近中的，我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？耶和华就向他们二人发怒而去，云彩从会幕上挪开了。不料米利暗长了大麻风，有血那样白。亚伦一看米利暗长了大麻风，就对摩西说：我主啊，求你不要因我们愚昧犯罪，便将这罪加在我们身上。求你不要使他像那出母腹肉已半烂的死胎。于是摩西哀求耶和华说：神啊，求你医治他。耶和华对摩西说：他父亲若吐唾沫在他脸上，他岂不蒙羞七天吗？现在要把他在营外关锁七天，然后才可以领他进来。于是米利暗关锁在营外七天，百姓没有行路，只等到把米利暗领出来。 以后百姓从哈喜路起行，在巴兰的旷野安营。Amen.
Moses was a great man and he was a humble man.
摩西是一个伟大的人，他同时也是一个谦卑的人。
And I want to look at his life and some lessons on humility based on his experience in this chapter.
让我们先来看摩西的生平，让我们从中间来学习到什么叫做谦卑。
The outline of my message is, first of all, the life of humility is often misunderstood.
我的大纲是第一，谦卑的生活常常被误解。
Secondly, the life of humility is fueled by intimacy with God.
谦卑的生活常因与主亲密同在而得力。
And thirdly, the life of humility has God as its defender.
第三，谦卑的生活有主有神为他的后盾。
The context of the conflict between Moses and his brother and sister was the issue of the wife that he married.
在摩西和他的弟兄姐妹之间的冲突是因为他的妻子，他所娶的妻子。
Most people expected at this point in life that Moses' first wife probably passed away.
在这个时候，大部分的人认为摩西的第一个太太已经死掉了。
And so Moses takes on a wife who is described as a Cushite. At least in my translation, I use the word Cushite.
所以在圣经里面说，摩西娶的第二任妻子，她是一个古实人。
Now, in this context, it seems that his brother and sister were not happy with this wife.
在这个话语里面，好像他的弟兄姐妹不太高兴他的太太是一个古实人。
Most scholars believe that this means that she was probably from modern-day Ethiopia.
在现代的许多的解经人认为，他这个太太可能就是现在所谓的伊索比亚人。
And you can just imagine the picture. His brother and sister say, "There's not a Jewish woman for you. You have to go to Africa and find a wife."
所以在这里你可以想象，他的弟兄姐妹在这边跟他说，难道没有犹太人可以适合你的吗？你非要到外邦去找。
And yet, there was a marriage that took place, and it seems that the family did not approve of it.
所以这个婚姻是成立了，但是好像家里并不赞成。
Now, let me just say that this can be a delicate topic because it is important for family approval.
那我们来强调一下，在这个题目里面很，事实上是很细密的，因为我们的婚姻是需要家里来赞同。
I know a member of our church from Taiwan who has gone back to Asia to introduce her fiancé to her family.
我知道在我们的教会里面有来自台湾的弟兄姐妹回到亚洲去来介绍她的未婚妻、未婚夫。
She is a believer, and her fiancé is a believer, and her family are not believers.
她是一个基督徒，她的未婚夫是一个基督徒，但是她的家人不是基督徒。
So her prayer request is that her family will receive him. She's not sure that they will accept him.
所以她的要求就是她的家人能够接受她的未婚夫。
So in many ways we understand this kind of conflict, don't we?
所以在我们常常可以了解这一类的冲突，不是吗？
But may I suggest that the story as painted in this book shows that God approved of the marriage.
但是让我们能够看到在圣经上面神他准许了这一个婚姻。
And may I also suggest that the conflict may have been just the surface issue below the surface. Many people believe there was jealousy about Moses' unique leadership among the people of Israel.
让我们真正在看到这个我对婚姻的不赞同只是一个表面的问题，而在更深一层的问题实际上是对摩西的领导权有了嫉妒的心。
May I make my first point about humility is that we should seek God's approval regardless of the approval of others.
让我们建立第一个共识，就是谦卑实际上是得到神的应可，而不是求人的认同。
The life of approval or the life of humility means that God should be pleased with our choices.
谦卑的生活应该指的是神喜悦我们的所作所为。
And wisdom would have us seek the approval of our family in addition to God's approval. So it's appropriate if you want to marry someone that you get the support of your family. That is wise.
在智慧上来讲，在聪明智慧上来讲，我们要求我们的家人来赞同是对的。可是在，整个大纲来讲，我们要求神的赞同。
But ultimately, we need to see God's approval first.
但我们要先求神的认可。
And it's even more important that our God is pleased with our choices than our family is pleased with our choices.
而且被神所喜悦更胜于被我们的家人所喜悦。
This may be played out in various other ways.
这可以再从许多的方面来看。
I think about some families that put pressure on the young people to pursue a path of a career that is going to pay well.
在很多家庭里面，我们家人会给年轻的一辈很多压力去寻找一个能够赚更多钱的工作。
But God may lead that young person to a ministry or a career that would help needy people that does not pay well.
但神可能会使那年轻人带领那年轻人去做宣教的工作，或是去从事帮助人的工作，而那工作可能并不会赚很多钱。
Again, we would seek God's approval first, that we would follow God's leading in our life.
在这上面，我们要看到，我们真的是要以神的认可为优先，我们要遵从神的引导。
I should add a note that we have to be careful that it's not just our will versus our family's will.
我应该加上一点，就是并不是说我们的意念来跟我们的家人的意念来相对。
But when we hear from God, when we know God is leading us into something, then we can stand up even against our family's wishes.
但我们看到的是，我们的意念是跟随着神的意念，即使是跟我们家人意念有相对的时候。
There's a story of a Canadian I would share with you at this point.
在这里我可以跟你们分享一个故事，有关于一个加拿大人。
Robert A. Jaffrey was a son of a very successful family in Toronto, Canada.
在加拿大有一个非常成功的事业家的孩子，叫做 Robert Jaffrey。
His father owned the Toronto Globe, which has become the Toronto Globe and Mail, which is the biggest paper in Canada today.
他父亲拥有多伦多时报，后来变成多伦多邮报，是在加拿大算是一个很大的一个事业。
In the year was 1897 that Robert Jaffrey sailed to China to be a missionary.
在1897年的时候，这年轻人 Robert Jaffrey 他到了中国去做宣教服事的工作。
His father refused to support him in his mission.
他的父亲拒绝支持他这个工作。
His father wanted him to take over the family business and be a successful person in Canada.
他的父亲希望他能够继承这个事业，来在加拿大成为一个成功的企业家。
But God had called him to serve in China at a time when there were very few Christians in China.
但神却呼召他去服侍中国，在那个时候，在中国并不是有很多的宣道人。
The father said, "I won't pay for your trip. I'll pay for a return flight. If you want to come home, I'll pay for it."
他父亲说，我不付你去的机票，但是如果你愿意回来的话，我付你回来的机票钱。
Robert Jaffrey was one of the most used of God missionaries of his era.
Robert Jaffrey 是在他那个年代是被神所重用的一个器皿。
God used him to found the Alliance Seminary, which is a large seminary in Hong Kong today.
神用了他建立了联合神学院，那在香港是一个相当大的神学院。
He spent many years preaching in China and Southeast Asia in various countries.
他在中国那一带做了许多宣教的工作。
And he eventually died during World War II as he was in the Philippines and was taken into captivity by the Japanese.
他最后在二次世界大战死在菲律宾，那时是菲律宾他被日本人抓到集中营里面去，死在那里。
But he heard a call from God and he followed that call.
但他听到神的呼召，而且他跟从神的呼召。
And he stood up to the pressure of his family that did not agree with him.
他也承受了从家里来不同意的压力。
He came from a place of humility and God used him in a tremendous way.
他真的是 来到了谦卑的生活，而神也因着他用因着他的谦卑用着他，在许多方面。
May I suggest the key is that we hear from God first.
让我们来建议说，这个关键就是让我们能够先听到神。
And if God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神与我们同在，谁能够对抗我们呢？阿门。
First of all, the life of humility is often misunderstood.
所以首先谦卑的生活是时常被误解的。
Secondly, the life of humility is fueled by intimacy with God.
其次谦卑的生活是因与神亲密的同在而得力。
If I can review a couple of verses that we've read here already.
让我们再回头来看民数记一些章节。
First of all, verse 3 says, Moses was a very humble man,More humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
民数记十二章第三节，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
And in verse 6, God says, "Listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face."Clearly and not in riddles, he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
六到八节，耶和华说：“你们且听我的话。你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家境中的。我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说。”不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
When we think about Moses, we think about somebody who was knew God almost better than anyone else in the Old Testament.
当我们想到摩西，我们想到这是一个与神如此亲近、认识神超过任何一个在旧约里面的人的一个人。
His intimacy with God was greater than David, was greater than Elijah, all the prophets. He spoke to God face to face.
他与神亲密的程度超越了大卫，超越了以利亚。他是与神面对面的交谈。
And yet it also says that he was a very humble person.
但同时他也说他是一个非常谦卑的人。
May I suggest to you today that humility comes out of our intimacy with God.
让我们真的来看，谦卑是与我们真的与神亲密的同在。
To come back to the life of Jesus Christ, your theme verses has been Philippians 2, verses 3 to 5.
让我们看耶稣生平的生活，让我们打开腓立比书第二章三到五节。
And of course, this is the call to humility in Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章被称为谦卑。
And I read for you again, Philippians 2:3, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
腓立比书二章三到五节，凡事不可结党。不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
So if the Old Testament example of humility is Moses, clearly the New Testament example of humility is Jesus Christ.
所以如果在旧约谦卑的榜样是摩西，那在新约谦卑的榜样就是耶稣。
And think about this, what they share in common is what Moses knew God so well, so intimately, and so did Jesus Christ.
那我们看在他们两个中间的共同点，他们都对神有如此亲密的同在的认同。
And so out of that closeness with God, they were known for their intimacy and they were known for their humility.
因为他们与神如此亲密的同在，他们也被看，我们也知道他们是如此的谦卑。
And so, what did humility look like for Moses and Jesus?
那谦卑在摩西和耶稣的身上，我们可以看到有什么相同的地方呢？
I would suggest to you, intimacy built great confidence that both these men had.
我们可以说，因为亲密的同在而有一个非常强大的内在力量。
Moses was not always confident, but he was called of God to stand before Pharaoh, the most powerful man on earth.
摩西因着有这力量，能够站在法老的面前。在当时是最有权柄的人。
And before Pharaoh, he said, "Let my people go."
而在法老面前，他说：“让我的百姓离去。”
Jesus, of course, was very confident in who he was.
耶稣基督当然是非常对他自己非常有信心。
He was not afraid to confront the religious leaders of his day.
他毫不惧怕地来到当时宗教的领袖面前。
He stood with confidence before Pilate.One of the most powerful men alive at that time.
他十分有信心地站在比拉多的面前，是当时最有权力的人。
He was not moved by this political power or spiritual power of the leaders of his day.
耶稣基督在当时最有地上权柄、最有属灵权柄的人面前毫不惧怕、毫不动摇。
There was great confidence that came from their intimacy with God.
而这巨大的信心就是来自与神有亲密的同在。
Let me take a moment and contrast that kind of confidence with worldly confidence.
让我们再回头来思想一下，那一种与神同在的亲密的信心和地上的信心有什么不同？
Worldly confidence would say that you are special, you are great, you're better than other people.
地上的信心会说你是特别的，你是特殊的，你比别人强。
And worldly confidence is often all about pride, feeling high about yourself.
地上的信心常让我们觉得很骄傲，让我们觉得我们比人高人一等。
By contrast, godly confidence says, I commune with my Creator. And because I spend time with God, I'm not going to be intimidated by anybody.
但属天的信心却是因为我们与神有亲密的同在，我们与神交通，所以我在地上不与别人交通。
If you talk to the creator of the universe, you're not going to be intimidated by your boss. You're not going to be intimidated by some leader in America.
如果我们能够与创造主亲密的同在，我想我们不会想要跟我们的老板或其他人有另外一种亲密的同在的感受。
There's a thing in American culture that drives me crazy sometimes.
在美国文化里面有一些地方让我真的觉得很
And that's that people want to get close to celebrities. If only they could get close to them.
人就是很想要彼此很亲近的在一起。
It's really not that important. You can spend time with the creator of every one of them.
与人亲密的在一起实在不是那么重要。我们可以花更多时间与我们的创造主同在。
Instead of being able to drop names, saying, "Oh, I met so and so," you can say, "I spent time with their creator."
与其说我们看了很多名字，说我花了时间跟谁在一起，还不如我们把那些时间来与我们的创造主同在。
A few weeks ago, the Pope visited America.
几个礼拜前，教宗保罗来到美国。
And as I read some of the stories, people they just longed to be near the Pope. And some of the stories said when they got close to the Pope, it's the closest they'll ever get to God on earth.
在报道里面有人这样说，他们很接近教宗的时候，那是他一生中最接近神的时候。
There's an easier way to get close to God.
那是一种非常简单的方法来接近神。
To go into your prayer closet, to spend time alone with Him.
那就是进到你的祷告室里面去祷告。
That should be our desire. When we spend time with God, there's that confidence that comes.That we have experienced the living God in our life.
这应该是我们最热切的盼望，就是我们能够花时间与神同在，而那也就是我们信心生活、我们的能力的所在。
And so I want to make the point here is that out of our humility it breeds real confidence. It does not lead us to a place where people step on us or take advantage of us.
所以我指出的一点就是说，信心的谦卑的生活事实上是引导我们更有信心的生活，而不是让人家占便宜，或是让我们觉得好像很软弱的样子。
Moses was a strong and confident leader as he drew intimate with God.
摩西是一个非常有信心的领导人，因为他与神亲密的同在。
We remember the time that Moses was afraid to speak up because he hadn't spent time with God yet.
我们记得摩西曾经有一度，他连讲话都不太敢讲，因为他还没有花时间与神同在。
But as he spent time with God, God gave him the Ten Commandments, God gave him the law. There was a growing humility and a growing confidence.
但当他与神同在的时候，因着时间他与神同在，神给他的十诫，神给他的律法，一方面他的谦卑成长，另外一方面他的信心也成长。
There's a book written recently called Reveal.
有一本书最近出版的叫做启示。
There's a large church just outside of Chicago that did a study as to how people grow spiritually.
在芝加哥那一带有很多地方在研读这本书，来看探讨如何在属灵方面能够成长。
And they found that the way people most often grew spiritually is when they spend extra time in the spiritual disciplines.
他们发现大部分人在属灵能够成长，是因为他们花时间与神在一起。
When they spend more time studying their Bible, God began to change their heart.
当他们花时间来研读圣经的时候，神开始改变他们的心。
When they gave more time to prayer or to fasting, God spoke to people and began to change their life.
当他们花更多时间去祷告、去进食的时候，神与他们说话。
And so this church discovered that the change didn't always come from church programs. It came from people's personal disciplines and spending time with God.
所以这教会发现，属灵的成长并不在于教会的一些节目或活动，而是在于个人单独与主相会的时间。
I encourage you to spend time with God.
我鼓励各位弟兄姐妹花时间来与神相遇。
You will grow in humility and you'll grow in confidence.
你的谦卑的心会成长，你的信心也会成长。
And God will be able to use you to make a difference.
而神也可以使用到我们每一个人，在不同的地方。
Okay, the third point is that the life of humility has God as its defender.
第三点是谦卑的生活有神成为我们的后盾。
A part of being humble is that we don't always have to defend ourselves when we are following God and seeking to be humble before Him.
谦卑的一部分不是我们要想要试图为我们自己辩解，而是我们去寻求神的辩解。
Notice what our text tells us is that Miriam and Aaron opposed Moses, and Moses didn't defend himself. God defended Moses.
记得圣经上面说，米利亚和亚伦来反对摩西，但摩西并没有为自己来辩护，反而耶和华神来为他辩护。
By the way, God is the best lawyer you can ever have. Lawyers don't always fix things.
顺便一提的是，唯有神是最好的律师，有了他，你凡事都会赢。
And sometimes we are faced with situations where we want to defend ourselves.
我们常常在一些情况之下，我们想要自我辩护。
Not too long ago in our church, we had a situation which was different for me as the leader.
在不久之前，我们的教会发生一件事情是关于我自己的。
One of the persons who came to church was not happy with some choices I was making, and he was opposing my leadership in certain ways.
有一个人来到我们教会，他对我的一些服事有一些不太满意的地方，那对我的一些服事有一些建议。
This wasn't the first time it's happened, but it was one of the first times that they actually stuck around. They didn't leave the church when they weren't happy with what I was doing as the pastor.
这不是第一次发生，但是却是第一次发生有人不满意的时候，他们仍然留在教会而没有离开。
I was faced with a choice. Do I defend myself or do I allow God to defend my leadership?
所以我面临的问题是，我应该为我自己辩解，还是让神来为我辩护？
I'm confident I could build a good case why I did what I did and why this person was wrong.
我有相当的信心知道，我如果为我自己辩护的话，我可以说因为怎么样说我这样子做，因为怎么样说我不那样子做。
But I would have been taking the situation into my own hands.
但如果我这样做的话，我会把整个情况放在我自己的手上，我自己来处理。
One lesson that helped me was a pastor used this phrase.
但是我想起以前有一个牧师对我曾经说过的一句话。
He said, "Outlove them and outlast them."
在面临冲突的时候，让我们更爱他们，而且活得比他们更久。
That's the place of humility instead of pride.
那这就是谦卑的生活，而不是骄傲。
Pride is not comfortable when someone doesn't like us.
骄傲就是当有人不喜欢我们的时候，我们觉得不舒服。
Pride has to win every argument.
骄傲就是我们在每一个争辩的时候，我们都要赢。
Pride has to right every wrong when there's a problem on the job. You want to fix it.
骄傲就是当有问题的时候，我们都要把它纠正出来，就要把它更正在我们的想法里面。
But sometimes we have to trust God to be our defender.
但我们有时真的是要让神成为我们的后盾。
And the life of Christian humility is not always fighting every injustice that we face.
基督的生活不是在每一件事上都要来争辩。
When God judged Miriam in particular and gave her leprosy, notice Moses' response to this.
当神来审判米利安，而且将大麻风放在米利安身上的时候，让我们来看摩西的反应。
Moses had no problem to pray for her healing.
摩西马上为米利安来祷告，要求医治，毫无问题。
Notice that this is also a place of humility.
而这也是一种谦卑。
Humility includes forgiveness, being willing to forgive those who have wronged us.
谦卑包含了宽容，能够来饶恕别人。
Humility is willing to say, even though God has stood for me, I'm going to still love you. I'm going to still pray for God's restoration.
谦卑是即使我知道神与我同在，神在我这一边，我仍然爱你，我仍然为你祷告。
It has been said that a part of humility is that we don't need to take ourselves so seriously.
有一句话是这样讲的，谦卑就是我们不要把我们自己看得太重要。
The point has been well made is that we need to take God more seriously and we need to take ourselves less seriously.
那重点是在于我们要看神更重于我看我们自己。
As I begin to wrap up the message, I want us to be reminded that Moses lived a very incredible life.
在我结束之前，让我们来再来思考一下摩西的生活。他有一个非常好的生活。
He was born into a family of slaves.
摩西是生长在一个奴隶的家庭里面。
As a baby, he was discovered by a princess.
在他还是在小婴儿的时候，他被公主所发现。
He was raised by the family of Pharaoh, the most powerful man on the planet.
他是在法老的家里面，当时最有权柄的人里面家里长大。
And after 40 years of life, he wanted to take into his own hands the injustices of his people.
当他长大的时候，他想要用自己的力量来在他的百姓中间施行正义。
Think of it, 40 years of age, he had all these political connections.
想想看，四十年的生活，他有所有一切政治上的关联性。
He had all this passion to do the right thing.
他有想要做对事情的那种感受。
But I suggest to you, he lacked humility at that time in his life.
但是我们知道，他在那个时候，他并没有谦卑的心。
And so God had him go spend the next 40 years of his life out in the desert.
所以神必须让他到沙漠里面过了另外的四十年。
And instead of being close to the most powerful people alive, he was taking care of sheep in the desert.
所以不是在与最有权力的人在一起，反而他是跟羊牛在一起。
And God used that experience to bring him down and make him a humble person.
神用的那个方法使他谦卑下来，能够用到他。
And then when he was 80 years of age, God showed up to him in the burning bush.
当他80岁的时候，神在燃烧的荆棘里面向他显现。
And God called him to be the leader of his people.
神呼召他，使他成为他犹太人的领导人。
And of course he felt, who am I? I can't do this. I'm just a shepherd.
当然他那时候的感受是，我是谁啊？我只是一个牧羊人。
But that's where God wanted him to be. God wanted him to be humble there.
但那就是神要他的感受，神就是要他是一个谦卑的心。
And God called Moses to go back to Egypt and to lead the people out of slavery.
神呼召他回到埃及，带领他的弟兄姐妹，他们的族人离开那种奴仆之家。
It's estimated that he led 2 million people out of slavery in Egypt.
据估计，粗略的估计，大概有200万人，他带领出了那奴仆之家。
And when they came out of Egypt, they worshiped God, and God gave them the Ten Commandments.
当他们离开埃及以后，他们来敬拜主，敬拜神，神给了他们十诫。
And God instructed Moses how he should lead his people.
神教导摩西，他应该如何来领导他们的子民。
And at this point, God and Moses became very intimate, and Moses became a humble, confident leader.
在这个时候，摩西与神的关系十分的亲密，而摩西也变成一个十分谦卑却又十分有信心的人。
Moses led that group of slaves for the next 40 years.
摩西领导那一群人有40年的时间。
Moses was able to write the first 5 books of the Bible.
摩西能够写了圣经的头五本书。
There's perhaps almost no one else who has ever lived who has been so greatly used of God other than Moses.
除了摩西以外，大概没有任何一个人能够被神如此的用着。
And in the same model, God wants to use each one of us here today.
在同样的形式里面，神也希望用着我们每一个人。
God wants us not to have the confidence of the world, but humble confidence in Him.
神希望我们不要有属世的信心，但是有属天、有谦卑的信心。
And when we realize it's not our God-given talents and our intelligence that God will use, it's our dependence upon God that God will use us in.
当我们真了解神不是要用着我们的天赋，不是用着我们的能力，而是用着我们每一个人依赖神。
And God wants to take each one of us and give us an opportunity to make a small difference in this world.
神要用着我们每一个人一个机会来改变世界的一小部分。
It may be a coworker that does not know Jesus Christ that you can point to the Savior.
或许就是我们工作的同伴，他不认识神的时候，我们能够让他认识神。
It may be someone in need that you can come alongside of, encourage and minister and pray with and help them through a difficult time.
或许正是当一个人有需要的时候，我们能够来为他祷告，来跟他传讲信息。
God may choose to call some of the young people or some of the not so young people to serve Him in full-time ministry.
神或许会呼召年轻人或是中年人来做全职的服事。
But may I say from experience, often God humbles us in the process.
让我们来看，当神让我们先谦卑下来的时候。
God takes us through experiences that say, no, you might be smart, but God wants you to realize we need to trust in His wisdom.
在使我们谦卑的经历里面，神让我们看到，哦，你或许是很聪明的，但这不是我要用你的。
There's a book called The Wounded Healer.
有一本书叫做治愈伤心的人。
It's a book about ministry. When God wounds us and God humbles us, then He can use us to make a difference in this world.
这是一本书描写了神如何使我们受伤，使我们谦卑下来，使让神能够用着我们。
So it's out of that place of humility that confidence is birthed.
是在那谦卑里面，那信心能够成长。
Out of our humility comes greatness.
从我们的谦卑里面来我们看到这个伟大。
I leave you with this quote, which is in your bulletin as well.
让我们来看一下，在我们的 bulletin 里面有这一句最后一句话。
The world has yet to see what God will do with a man who is fully and wholly consecrated to the Holy Spirit.
世界终会看到神将借一个完完全全献身圣灵的人所成就的。
God wants us to walk in humility so He can use us to change this world.
神希望我们过一个谦卑的生活，所以他能够用着我们每一个人。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father, as we come before you today, we thank you for your love for each one of us.
是，父啊，我们来到你面前，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们每一个人。
We thank you for your invitation that we might know you, that we might experience your presence with us.
我感谢你的邀请，让我们能在这里经历你与我们的同在。
We thank you that you have a purpose and a plan for each of our lives.
我们感谢你，因为你在我们每一个人身上都有你的旨意与目的。
That it's your desire that you would lead us and that you would direct our steps.
这是你的旨意，你要引导我们，你要引导我们每一个脚步。
That you, O God, would be our advocate in difficult situations.
主，你是我们在每一个困难的时候的依靠。
And Father, I pray for each one of us here today that you would help us move in the direction of humility.
主，我们在这里向你祷告，你帮助我们，引导我们进入一个谦卑的生活方向。
Realizing our need for you in our lives.
让我们真了解主，你是我们生活的一切的需要。
Realizing our dependence upon you.
让我们真了解我们完完全全的仰赖主你自己。
That you would speak to us and lead us in the lives we live.
你在我们的生活里面，你会向我们说话，你会引导我们。
Father, bless us and help us to be confident followers of you.
父啊，带领我们，爱我们，让我们有这个信心，给我们这个信心来跟随你。
Not confident in ourselves, but confident in you.
不是对我们自己有信心，而是因为主对你有信心。
And Lord, use us to make a difference in our circumstances.
主啊，用着我们来改变每一个环境。
May we be humble like Jesus Christ.
使我们能够如耶稣基督一般的谦卑。
And may you use us in our world. We pray in Jesus' name.
使你能够用着我们，祷告奉靠耶稣的名。阿门。